So I'm going to present a pilot evaluation study we did for the Be Well book, which is a book of role model stories developed by the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation. It showcases 15 moms from across the U.S. who are developing healthier habits for their families. The stories are personalized and easy to read, and they target 5 different obesity-related behaviors. They focus on increasing intake of fruits and vegetables, increased physical activity, decreasing screen time, decreasing intake of high-energy dense foods, and decreasing intake of sugar-sweetened beverages. And since I couldn't bring books for you all today, I'll just tell you about a couple of examples of the stories. They're each about, you know, 4 pages with pictures. They're really easy to read for moms. The idea is that moms would read the book, identify with at least one of the moms in the book, and, you know, be inspired to make changes like she did. So in our study, which took place in Austin, the moms really loved the story about Amelia. She had a son that struggled with weight, but enjoyed junk food and watching TV like many kids. So she was looking for a solution. She found a community group in Austin that offered cooking classes and fun family exercise classes, and it inspired her to make these changes in her home. So just really simple things like that that moms, you know, could identify with and say, oh, you know, I could do that. Another one was Tamilia from Oakland. She was a 26-year-old mother of 4. She had lost her grandmother to diabetes, so she was inspired to improve her children's health so that the same thing didn't happen to them. And I think a lot of our parents identified with that as well. So those are just some examples of the stories from the book. So the foundation funded this small grant to, they wanted to evaluate the book to find the best way to use it to inspire behavior change. So there were 3 parts to our evaluation that included both quantitative and qualitative data collection. I'm going to focus on the Pilot Intervention Book Club program today, but there was also a nationwide survey that we distributed to people who had received the book. It was just a multiple-choice survey that people would fill out and then mail back. We had a very low response rate with that, as you can imagine, sending surveys out across the country with no incentive, and it was a long survey. It was a little too long, we think. And then we also did cognitive interviews nationwide as well. So the reason we wanted to look at a book club is that targeting mothers through peer stories can be especially effective, since mothers play a large role in modeling behaviors for their children. People often open up and share more with whom they feel comfortable. Personal stories and narratives can be used as a way to illustrate differences and similarities between individual experiences. And as far as we knew, there was no reports of a book club intervention used in a low-income population for obesity prevention, but they have been shown to be effective for other behaviors, such as building community, connecting women, increasing physical activity, and they've been effective in general with goal setting. So we recruited 4 schools in East Austin, Texas, to participate. Our target population was low-income mothers. These were elementary schools. We had English groups and Spanish groups. The mothers were recruited for us through the parent support specialist position at the school, so it was kind of a convenient sample of those that wanted to participate. And so the way that it was, the format was that we would meet with the groups, we would give them a pretest, and then the intervention schools, there were 2 of those, would go through a 4-week book club, which we would moderate, but they would pretty much lead the conversation themselves. And then at the end, there would be another survey, a post-test survey, and then a focus group. And then the control groups, we would just give them the book, tell them they had 4 weeks to read it, and then we did the survey and the focus group at the end. And they received incentives for each session. It was just $10. So even though we had a convenient sample, we did end up reaching our target demographics pretty well. You can see most of the women were between 30 and 39. We did have a couple of grandmothers there that did care for their grandchildren, so we had a couple of older women too. Almost all mothers, we had 1 dad. Most of them did not work, which We were meeting in the middle of the workday, so that's to be expected. Almost all were Hispanic. Most spoke Spanish. More than half did not complete high school, and almost all received at least one type of financial assistance. So we were definitely targeting our low-income group that we had hoped for. The focus group had really good results. The intervention group found it easier and more enjoyable to make healthy changes than the control group. I think just because they were talking with each other about it and they got more ideas from the other moms in their group about how they could make the changes. But both groups had overwhelmingly positive things to say about the book. They were inspired by it. They found the moms in the book more inspiring than intimidating. He said, "These moms look like us. You know, you see people on TV, they're all fit and cute, saying, oh, you can exercise, you can do it." But they liked seeing the moms that they could identify with. The book club participants wanted to extend the book club, and they offered suggestions for things that we could do next time, like include recipes, portion size models, cooking classes, things like that. They were really enthusiastic, and they said that they would keep coming even if we didn't give them a gift card, and, you know, they thought it was great. We found it interesting that the English-speaking subjects found it easier to make diet-related changes, whereas the Spanish-speaking subjects were better at making physical activity changes. And I think that's because, you know, in the Hispanic community, their eating and their recipes and their cooking is very ingrained, and, you know, they're not going to tell their mom that they're changing their tortilla recipe. That was just unheard of. So it's easier for them to get out and, you know, do physical activity with their family than it was for them to change their diet. For the surveys, for the intervention group, they reported improvements in food barriers. Both groups decreased their sugar-sweetened cereals. The intervention group decreased sugar-sweetened beverages, reported that they would be upset if they found out that their child was eating a lot of junk food. They found it easier to set aside time for physical activity. For some reason, the control group had better fruit-serving knowledge. And then the intervention group had better whole grain knowledge and physical activity knowledge. We weren't able to see differences between the intervention and control group when we set up scales for self-efficacy, intentions, and behavior change. So we just saw these differences in the when we analyzed these individual questions from the survey. So we saw more differences in the qualitative data than the quantitative data. But also, 1 month is kind of a short time to measure behavior change. And these are adjusted for financial assistance, by the way. I thought it would be interesting to compare our Austin study to the national survey I talked about. So it was interesting because combining the control and intervention group, they still had quite a few improved behaviors. So I think it's important just that we interacted even with the control groups, even though they didn't go through the book club, as opposed to just sending out the book and, you know, they don't see us, they don't know that we're going to follow up at all. So I think just knowing that we're going to be there in 4 weeks to talk to them kind of helps them make some changes. And I wanted to show y'all a video, but it wouldn't work. We went back and interviewed some of the moms from the schools, and a month later, and they were still really enthusiastic. One of them formed a walking group with her neighborhood, and another one had come up with some new recipes and ideas, and it was a really good video, so I wish that it worked. So if you're going to conduct our conclusions are, if you are conducting a national evaluation, it's really difficult to obtain feedback without incentives or being there in person. No surprise there. The book works best in an interactive setting. And then I think the book club is really easy and an inexpensive and easily disseminated method of sharing the book. I mean, women like to gather in groups and talk about themselves and brag about their kids, so it's really not, I think it'd be easy to put together, you know, a little kit and have women do their own book club. They can meet anywhere, a school, a church, in someone's home, and, you know, the moms that we talked to said that this would be something they would be interested in. So, things we recommended to the foundation for the book are to consider expanding the project and do a larger sample size for the book club intervention just to see maybe a longer period of time for behavior change, or how different the, how much book club do you need? Like, since the control wasn't that different from the intervention, maybe you only need a couple of sessions, or, you know, that would be interesting to look at. You could add the book club activity to another large intervention, which we've actually talked about doing at the center with another big grant. And then taking from what the mom's feedback that they gave us, maybe a longer book club session with more interactive things such as cooking classes, recipe books. Oh, they wanted to know about food labels, and just more time for discussion. And then this was our favorite recommendation that I talked about, creating the kit with the books, the reading guides, tools for the moms to start their own club, and maybe even activities for children so they could bring their kids to the book club and they would have something to do. So we will see where this takes us. And hopefully the foundation will do more fun things with this book. It's a really great book. So, and I don't know if y'all saw the website, but it's bewellbook.org. I think anyone can order free books, and they're great. So that's it. There's our contact information if you're interested.